Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and this is the podcast show, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. And as always, we try to put tools in your hand, practical tools, so that you can apply the prophetic in your life and help fulfill the Lord's plans and bring His purposes down here to earth. So again, welcome. And this is episode number 60, which I've titled, It's Time to Leave the Dogs Outside at Night. So I am coming to you from here at the ranch, and I'm on the back porch. Now, we are super involved in upgrading this ranch. And one of the things that we did is we built a covered back porch as well as a covered front porch. We put an addition on the end of this original log structure you see behind me, a couple of stories. And just to keep it all interesting, we logged and milled lumber to build these porches. I'm going to show you some pictures of these porches that we've built, and we did the logging for the board and bat siding that we put on the addition. So all that to say, a ranch is endless work, and we're kind of doing some homesteading type stuff on top of it. So now I want to fill you in a little bit from what has been happening since the last episode. Now remember, I told you that I felt like the Lord showed me that I wouldn't be doing all the same things in the same ways for ministry anymore, not the same typical type of prophetic article, and then I would prepare a podcast episode, you know, and there were different kind of teachings too, but I feel really led to go in a practical direction. This is a ranch. Now, remember the other thing that I told you is that I tend to get antsy, you know, I'm very purpose driven. And so because I'm in a little bit of a lull, I don't know exactly what direction the Lord is going to have me take for ministry yet. He spoke to me a pretty dramatic word in the form of a dream. You can look at the last episode, number 59, if you didn't see it. Basically, what he's saying to me is, you know, just chill and enjoy the moment and the season that you're in, because it's all about timing. Everything has to happen in the right time. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what season am I in? Well, I'm here at this ranch. We're 4 years into it. We love it. It's a lot of work. It was somewhat run down when we came. We had all kinds of plans and to make these improvements, but there's all this maintenance too, and we have a lot of land, and you need to be clearing and maintaining the land and stewarding, and we're grazing cattle too. So there's a lot of different aspects. And I thought, you know, how fun it would be to just pull people into some ranch life episodes, things that you don't ever get to see anywhere else. I just put a Facebook post on Diane Lake page this morning of a wolverine that we caught on our game cam. I mean, it is just a little bit of the edge of the wilderness. So that actually reminds me, I heard over and over again when I was starting this podcast from the Lord, the direction to call it Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Now remember, the preparing the way comes from Isaiah 40, I think it's verse 3, where there's this prophetic word that applies to John the Baptist, where he has to have this voice, right? Crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. So in a smaller aspect, as many prophetic do, I'm called to prepare the way of the Lord. And here I am, I'm a voice in the wilderness, literally. So, all right, so a quick update. Since I did the last podcast episode, I talked about health being restored. Okay, so we've been having some health issues, like, wouldn't you know, resistance. And also, as I announced that prophetic conference coming up in March of 27, well, first of all, when we nailed down the date and we got everybody's, you know, agreement that they were going to do it and all that, that's when the resistance started. But also, I got another round hit when I put out a video in a podcast episode and I'm like, hey, this is what we're doing. Y'all need to come. Guess what? There's resistance. Okay, so some of it amounts to, so within days, we found mold in the basement and we had this whole thing I'm going to title Rodent Wars, which I'm going to get into in a minute. Now, besides being a lot of work to maintain and to improve, the other thing about this ranch is you need to know this because it's going to be kind of the context of some of what I'm going to be talking about. You really have to want to live here. I'm telling you, it is not, everybody is not cut out to do this. So what can I say? First of all, it's pretty remote and secluded. You have at least a mile of private road you got to maintain. There's all these land, you know, land and fences, but everything is extreme here. It's extremely windy. I was wondering as I got ready to do this, I'm like, is it going to be too windy to sit out here today on the back porch? I don't know. Extra wind, extra rain, extra snow, extra hot, extra cold. extra wildlife. I just talked to you about, you know, wolverines. We had a wolf kill a couple winters ago, 400 yards from the house of a calf elk. So there's just extra winter. We had a third week of June, we had a frost, and you know, that's not good for your garden, your plants, your herbs. So another thing that's extra is rodents. So we're going to be talking about some rodents today. So, now I will say that these porches are a big part of our life. It was on my list when we did an addition last year. By then we'd lived here a couple years, and I knew the things that I missed the most. Things like storage, my piano, a bathtub. But covered porches were super important to me. We had one, a big long one at the old house, and without it you can't sit out. When it's sunny you have no shade. You can't sit out in the rain like we did the other night when there was a thunderstorm. So really important. So one of the things that happened after we announced this conference is some rodents tried to take over the porch. Now, honestly, now we have three porches. The one in the front is partially covered. That's the old section. There's a new front porch, which works really well in the cooler weather because it faces the west sun. This one faces east, northeast, and so it's really shady and cool here in the hotter part of the summer. I call it the air-conditioned part of the air-conditioned porch. So, yeah, even rodents in the house. But anyway, so we come out here one morning, and I discover that all my plants and herbs have just been mowed down like you can't believe. Now, this is starting to recur morning after morning. I'm finding rodent droppings. It is either a squirrel or a rat, okay? So we got to figure out which it is. But in the meantime, you know, we're strategizing. We got traps. We're figuring out how to do pet-friendly poison at some point. You know, we're just scratching our heads researching all these things because we're really not curtailing it. Now, I'm Team Squirrel. You know, I did Google what the poop looked like. I don't know if I'm supposed to say crap. So anyway, that's probably a ranch term. I don't know. So I'm deciding from Google that it's probably a squirrel. But as time goes by, I'm thinking, you know, I wish it was, but I'm thinking it's rats. Yeah, all rodents are bad. I mean, squirrels might be cuter, but yeah, no, you don't want them in your attic or anywhere else, right? So one thing I'm going to tell you about my husband, he is, if you know Ephesians 4 and any of the fivefold giftings, one of them is a pastor. That's his strongest gifting. He is definitely a pastor. Now, by that, I mean he shepherds people. It doesn't even matter if he's at the Ace Hardware store. It's probably somebody he's going to pray for or somebody who needs his advice or something. He's very protective, especially of me and his family. So at some point, now this will enter in, and I'm going to tell you some stories. I hope you enjoy the storytelling that I'm going to do today, because I want this to be fun, okay? I want to have fun doing it, and I want you to have fun, right? That's the whole point. Let's say I'm going to tell you a story right next. I got to think about what order I want to say this in. So we're getting ready to go to church. It's a Sunday morning. Now, the kitchen window is right behind me. And I'm not a morning person. I'm half asleep and I'm probably fixing my go cup of coffee so that I have a chance to stay awake during the sermon, just being honest. Okay, no, anyway, so all of a sudden I see, my husband's gone out first. So all of a sudden I see him hustling past me on this porch to the back mudroom entrance. That was another thing on my list. I wanted a mudroom for him because he drags all this stuff in. And he's grabbing the pellet gun and the shotgun. Well, now we've got guns out here because we've got squatters on the porches. You know, you got to be ready. If you see a rat or a squirrel, they are going to be dealt with, I'm just saying. And besides that, inside the door, we've got a rifle because I got a coyote trying to get my kitties. And, you know, this is the wilderness. This is what you deal with. You got to want to live here. So he's hustling by me again with these two guns, and I'm wondering what the heck's going on. So, you know, I go out the door and he's got the pickup all ready to go. And I'm like, what happened? I saw you go by with the guns. Oh, well, you just got to be ready. I thought I saw something, yada, yada. You know, kind of vague, but yeah, you know, just being prepared because we got to protect these porches. Okay. So that's really all that's said. So the next day, I'm coming in the evening. A lot of times I'm later than him. I'm spending some time with the animals. I'm watering. I'm just doing stuff out here because it's so enjoyable. He tends to be more go in and get some dinner and maybe just relax with, he likes Survivor shows, if you can believe that. in his man cave, he'll watch Survivor shows sometimes or something like that. So I'm coming over by myself, and I've got three labs. I got my daughter's dog, been here for months. They're on the front lawn, and laying beside them is a dead rat. And I'm like, oh, interesting. So I text my husband, who's in the house, and I say, there's a dead rat on the lawn. I'm thinking that he ate some of the poison that we put out, right? And it got to him a day or two later, and here he is. So, you know, my husband comes out. He's going to take care of the rat, get a shovel, and do something with it. So I tell him this. I'm thinking, maybe I told him that when he came outside, probably told him outside, not, I just probably told him there was a rat on the lawn. I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I say. I'm thinking, yada, yada, it ate poison. Deadpan voice. He looks at me and he says, I'm thinking it took a pellet to the back of the head. And I'm like, say what? So out comes the story that yes, in fact, he shot this rat right on the old front porch by the front door. Before I came out to go to church, and then he had to clean it all up real quick because he didn't want me to know. He's protecting me. So story is, it was trying to build a nest under the wood pile. We burn wood here. It's not the main source of heat, but we have it. And he'd been digging out what they're doing when they gnaw all this stuff off my plants is they're using it for nesting material. It was trying to build a nest under the wood pile, the structure that holds the wood. And when he looked under there to remove something, he saw the tail of a rat, and it did not leave. You could call it a squatter. It had decided it was staying, and that was his porch. And so he got rid of it. Well, now that we think we have the main culprit, oh, now he comes out and tells me that he actually trapped a rat earlier on this back porch, not far from where I am, but he didn't tell me because, again, he's protecting me. I'm not happy about it. Like, you got to fill me in. I need to know. I'm already guessing it's rats. I left the squirrel train a while ago, but, I mean, come on, be real. So I got to deep clean all these porches now, right, because we think we have the rat problem under control. So we have nice rugs down. Furnishings. I got to wipe everything down. I got to scrub the porch floors. I got to wash the rugs and dry them on the fences. It takes me almost 4 hours to deep clean porches. So I told you we have cows. One of the things that we do is we haul water every evening. Then we have about four tanks. And a lot of times I go ahead on the four-wheeler or the side-by-side and I check all the tanks and see which ones are empty and come back or I text them or whatever. And we might go together to water, depends on what's going on. But this particular day, it was leading up to come to hosting a family reunion here that we had a weekend or two ago. And I had been really busy that day, even though I think it was a Sunday possibly. So anyway, it was evening, I was tired, it was hot. And I said, you know, I'm not doing the watering with you tonight. I'm gonna sit out on this back porch. I think I was in the rocker beside me. And I'm going to get something cold to drink, and I'm just going to sit here and relax for a bit. So I'm sitting there, and after a while, I'm thinking, what is that faint noise I'm hearing? Something's rustling, maybe faint little animal noise. Something didn't sound right. So I get up, and I'm starting to poke around and investigate. And lo and behold, it doesn't take me very long to figure out that there is an actual rat who would be to this side of me in the barbecue area. And it doesn't take me too long to figure out that there's been rat activity. Now, it was very sneaky. It had been breaking off some of my plants. I thought the wind did it. I told you it got windy here. But it didn't leave the debris there. It hauled it under something and was like stockpiling it, I guess, to do something with. I was like, I don't know if I was trying to decorate under there or if I was making a nest, but I don't know. Anyway, I'm like, oh, crud. And he's not even here, right? He's out watering somewhere. So I text my husband, I tell him, he's like, well, get the pellet gun and, you know, do whatever. I'm like, well, I already have it. And I've got a rocking chair. I've pulled up to where I know it is. I've got the rocker there, pellet gun's on my lap, across my lap. I got my cold drink that I can still have. And I'm just waiting for him. And if that rat comes out, it will not get out alive. I'm just saying, I was raised a tomboy. I can shoot a gun. Okay. And even though I'm not a tomboy anymore, I can handle myself around guns. It won't live. But I don't want to do it. It's partly because I'm worried. Have you ever seen the movie Ratatouille? Now, it's a pellet gun, so it's not going to have that collateral damage. But the woman, she's got this shotgun and she's going kaboom, and she blows up her whole ceiling, right? Because there's rats up there. It's kind of funny as a movie, but rats in real life are not funny. They're not funny at all. So he does get back in time, and we take care of it. You know, another rat gone. I'm like, oh, great news. Except I have a big family gathering reunion coming up that we're going to host on the back porch. So guess what? I get to deep clean all the porches again. But the reunion was a great success. It's worth it. You know, it's never a dull moment here. And we do gather people here. It's a great place of refuge for people. But typically they drive up and it like looks so nice and it's so peaceful and well maintained and all these improvements we've done. And we're like, yeah, well, you better want to be here. And you also have to toughen up to be here. If you can tell by these stories, you know, you're not going to last here if you can't handle some of the things that happen. There is never a dull moment. I will tell you that. So I want to turn it to a spiritual angle now, though. I hope you enjoyed some of the storytelling. I'm going to say in between the first episode of shooting the one rat and then shooting the next rat, we so hope we're done with this, but you know, you can't let your guard down. So my husband looks at me. We're probably sitting out here at the end of the day because it is so nice. It's cool at the end of the day back here. And, he says, I don't know what you're going to think about this, but I think it's time to leave the dogs outside at night. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on that team. We need to leave the dogs outside at night. In the height of the summer, you know, we might only have lows in the upper 50s. It's not cold out here. So they don't need to be inside. They're going to be out on these porches guarding them, right? The only thing is, the beds are on the front porch. And the last episode we had that I was telling you about where I sat here with the pellet gun on my lap, this was the back porch. So it had moved in, but we did catch it very quickly this time. It didn't take us weeks to figure out what's going on. So that's where the title comes from. We got to guard our porches. So speaking of that, in between these two episodes, you know, most of the time when I hear the Lord speak and I know that it's a more stronger, clear word, maybe you could say a higher level word, it usually happens at night. And I heard the Lord say that there's a grace and an anointing to kick out squatters. All right. Now, this is important because even if you don't have rodents on your porch, remember the Lord chooses to illustrate spiritual principles to me very often in very practical ways. And then I learn through them and I live them out and then I can teach about them. Okay. So it's really no different except for it's ranch life. So first of all, what is a squatter? Well, we have rentals, so we know what squatters are. You probably do too. And it has to do with if there's usually a person involved with a building, they have no permission and no legal right to be somewhere and they move in. And then after they're there, don't want to leave. And if you're in a big city, I've heard that sometimes there's issues with if they've been there long enough, then you have no legal right as a owner to kick them out, which can be really a huge legal process and battle. So the difference too, in case you're wondering, between squatters and trespassing, trespassers are those that are, you know, kind of just passing through. They go in and they go out. Whereas a squatter sets up camp, decides to live there, stay, and doesn't want to leave. Now that happened with the rats. I mean, they just took ownership and they wouldn't leave. You would think they would run away or something. Well, that was just not the case. So we have to take them back. Now, I will say too that as we're drawing spiritual parallels here, we want to make sure that you understand that what the Lord is saying when he says there's a grace and an anointing to kick out squatters, that means there's a divine enablement to unlock strategies and to get something out of your life that has moved in that you don't want, and you know it's not the Lord's will. All right, it's not the Lord's will for rats to be taking over my porches. That's how I relax. That's how we host parties. That's how we do ministry. You know, it's not supposed to happen. So it might be actual squatters. You know, maybe you have termites or squirrels or something like that. You just figure out what it is for yourself. But there's also the aspect of anytime the demonic moves in the form of something that's causing disruption and pain and chaos in your life, that's not the Lord's will for you. He doesn't want you to have financial hardships when you're working hard. He doesn't want you to have relational strain and all your whether it's your marriage or your kids or your job or whatever it is. He does not want you chronically sick, ill, in pain, miserable, okay? Downtrodden. This is not his will. This is happens because demonic spirits, or if you don't want to say it that way, just say spiritual forces of darkness, because there's good in the world and there's evil in the world, and we know the difference. It's very easy to tell. So I want to read a scripture to you because this really came to mind, because there is a legal aspect to kicking out squatters, okay? They don't have a right to be there. So let me read Colossians 2, 13 to 15 in the New King James. It says, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements." Okay, so there's something legal going on here that was against us, which was contrary to us. He has taken it away and he has nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he has made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it, in his death on the cross. All right. So folks, what I'm telling you is that Christ's work on the cross is a finished work. Did he not say his last words, "It is finished"? The penalty for sin and death has been paid in full. We do not have to live under it. Yes, for sure, the effects of sin and death are not going to be done away with once and for all until, you know, we reach the other side, until Christ comes back and makes everything right on earth, right? So we know that. But on the other hand, the powers of darkness have no right. They've been disarmed. Now, just because they've been disarmed doesn't mean that they get the memo, right? It's like rodents or anything else. They have no right to be there. No legal right, but they come in anyway. Okay, so I hope you're following me. So you need to grab a hold of this for yourself. Jeremiah 29:11, I'm going to read this. I probably haven't memorized, but let's just read it again. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you future and a hope." All right, so his plans for you are a good future. It's peace. It's hope. It's fulfillment. It's prosperity. It's not suffering your whole life under these burdens of things that you don't need to put up with. So it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, but you need to grab a hold of this. You need to start declaring this word over your particular situation. Do your research, do your homework. You know, what is it that's causing this problem? What are my strategies practically? And what would the Lord have me do? You pray into it, right? And you declare it and you believe it and you watch the Lord work. Okay. So my plan for you is to take this tool that I just gave you and implement it into your own life. If you can do that, I think your life is going to be a lot better, a lot more peaceful when you kick out the squatters. Amen and amen. Well, bless you so much for watching. And again, this is your host, Diane Lake, and this is the podcast show, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's show, please rate and review us on iTunes, as it helps increase our audience. And we also have a YouTube channel. You can watch us there. Be sure and hop on over and subscribe. Of course, you can go to our website, www.starfireinternational.com, and keep up to date with us on all the social media posts. Like, for instance, if you want to see the Wolverine pic that I posted today, you got to go jump over there and see that too. So again, thanks for watching. Bless you. And from here at the ranch, goodbye.